Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to tighten the tracks on heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Those been one of the most important components in the construction industry. Heavy earth moving equipment is sadly the most ignored element of all. Construction companies are all running a race against time. All they have to know is to complete the assignment work in time, or for that matter, before time, or so that they can catch up with another piece of work. And in his or this entire process, they fail to remember that they need to give a bit of attention to the important segment, which is the earth moving heavy machinery. Construction companies are heavily dependent on the mechanics whenever they see an issue with any of their equipment. This is not a bad thing to do, but depending completely on something can also take a toll on your work when you do not find a team around to get your work done, and you do not know how to get things moving in absence of your team. This can certainly leave you in a high and dry situation and can also cost a fortune to the company. So the ground rules is that you've got to take enough notice to your heavy equipment and learn a few things that can do to fix things in absence of a mechanic. One of the most common problems is that the tracks of a heavy equipment, they come out way too often, and you're unable to figure out how to get rid of this issue. Well, you will not be able to get rid of it completely by maintaining the overall machine on a timely manner, which also takes into account the track of the machine can certainly reduce the frequency of the problem. But when you have encountered a problem like this and have nobody around to help you out, here are the few things that you can do yourself to get it tracked back. Firstly, you have to ensure that you can turn the upper part of the machine so that the boom is at 90 degrees angle to travel to the travel direction. After that, you got to check the bucket floor level. Is the ground by positioning the arm upward on the ground? You then need to press down on the boom so that the tracks is leveled on one side, and then it will completely suspend above ground level. Once that's done, you need to ensure that the tracks make several resolutions so that debris or other dirt can come out. Once that's done, stop the tracks from moving and move into the cab. Ask your assistant to measure the bottom of the track frame to the track shoe and compare it with the measurements given in the user manual. You may also have to inject grease into a small hole of the track frame, and for this purpose, use a grease injector. This will help to tighten up your tracks. Once the tracks are tightened, make sure to wrench to loosen the fitting, and then get the track on the ground. Just in case you see any issues, you can't figure out to fix it, stop there and seek help of an expert mechanic. A lot of times you really need a mechanic and on staff so it can help you do all that. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.